your own, guaranteed.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have Bradley and Jake. This is the radio show that loads your gun.
Ooh. Oh,
guns. You can hear that one already.
Yes.
Bang, bang.
We're talking about guns.
Ooh.
I got some big guns. You can see them on the website. We proudly support the Second Amendment.
Folks, check it out, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We had one guy looking for the T-shirt to the point where he's calling Dick and saying, where do I get that shirt? Go on to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and check out Jake. By the way, if you'd like to check out my Facebook, please do bradleydean.com, Facebook, whatever, yes, however you set it up out there, folks. Bradley Dean, B-R-A-D-L-E-E-D-E-A-N.
Speaking of guns, you've actually got some pretty big guns in that Facebook yourself.
That's true.
Uh-huh.
That's true. I can't deny that.
That's right.
I appreciate that.
You shouldn't deny it. It's the truth.
You notice, folks, how he always says on the second hour something nice to me? I don't know why. Because his family's out there acting like they're hungry and they ain't got any money. So they're looking at me like, Uncle Braddy, will you take me out to eat? I like carrots.
Can we have some
He
meat?
Wants me to take him out to dinner. Now, before the break, folks, and by the way, I didn't get to finish at the very beginning of this hour about young people. I'm going to get back to that, folks, because that is so important for you to understand. Me and the other guy meet with people time and time and time and time again that just don't get it. They keep casting their pearls to the swine, and they don't understand. They're supporting ministries, outreaches that are not doing anything but propping themselves up. You know men by their fruit. What is the fruit of what we do? That's what you always judge a man by.
Mm-hmm. Who's the most active consumer in America? It's the youth.
And every single time it goes to the, you guys are doing a good thing for the young people.
Way to help the children pat you on the head.
Sir, I got a question for you over here. I'm just really curious, like, who's going to be your leaders, let's say, like in 10 years?
I think maybe the little people will start to lead. And then the old people will be mad they didn't spend time with them.
That's another language you can do? That's what
dude,
that's like seven on this show.
Spanish, Chinese,
Japanese, gibberish.
Listen, gibberish was Heather right now is teaching me Aborigine.
Oh,
so I'm picking that one up
she
next.
She didn't even teach me that.
It's ooga booga. Ooga booga booga.
Ooga booga.
It's kind of like that. I got that down. That's hello, how are you?
How are you?
And here's another one. Hee-ha, hoompa.
Whoa.
That means, shush, I'm about to talk.
Ooh, sorry.
In the citizenship test, the applicant for citizenship is asked up to 10 of the 100 questions. The interview reads the question in English. Listen carefully, folks. Mm-hmm. If you would like it in English, please press 1.
Oh,
No. That's not how you enter into America.
That's right.
The interviewer reads the question in English, and the applicant must answer in English.
I mean, that's a novel concept.
Where's
it really
they kill
is.
You? They're making...
Civil rights! ACLU helped me sue American that make me speak English when I come into his country. Who think he is?
Oh.
The ACLU helped me sue! That's discrimination!
I'm here from the ACLU. I'm here to help you.
Before you enter into America to become a citizen, the interviewer reads the question in English, and the applicant must answer in English. In order to pass, at least 6 of the 10 questions must be answered correctly.
60%. That's a nice D in school.
You ready, Jake?
Yep.
This is for you, folks. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747. This is about you. Okay, as they load up, this is about you. This is your show. Anything constitution or biblical, or even based on a little common sense, go ahead and throw it out. 1-866-233-0747. Back to the test. You have to pass this test, 6 of the 10, okay, before you can actually graduate in becoming an American citizen. I bet you never heard of this, America. This is the gate into America.
Yep. 60%.
What does the Constitution do, Jake?
Tells us, well, defines our government.
This, say it in English.
Okay, sorry.
Not in gibberish.
It defines our government, what type of government we're going to have, tells that government how to operate, and it's supposed to secure peace and prosperity
yes.
for us and our posterity.
Okay.
Is that good?
Sure. I'm going to jump down to number six.
And that was a really short one.
And the reason is because some of them are so simple, I don't even, well, you know.
You never know.
Some people still think we're a democracy.
I wonder, I was going to say, in public school, maybe they.
I mean, you know, yeah, you get the point. What is one right or freedom from the First Amendment?
From the First Amendment?
Yep.
It protects religion, the press, and the freedom of speech.
Okay. Number nine, what are two rights in the Declaration of Independence?
The life, liberty, pursuit of happiness.
They did have the proper wording in there, too, by the way, rights.
Yep, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness.
I'm going to jump to 10. What is freedom of religion?
Freedom of religion?
Yes.
Well, it depends who you ask that question now. Freedom of religion, I suppose, according to the modern un-American mind, is you have the ability to have any religion that you want.
Okay.
Including Christianity or paganism, if you want, or not to have a religion. And then you also have the ability to reject any religion if you want.
Okay, I'm going to jump to 18. How many U.S. senators are there in the United States?
Two from each state, 100.
Okay, I'm going to jump to 19. We elect a U.S. senator for how many years?
6-year term. Unfortunately, in Minnesota, we've got 4 years left, I think, for one of them. And this is the final year for Ms. Klobuchar.
These are the questions that foreigners have to answer correctly 6 out of 10 before they can become naturalized citizens.
Yep. I went through public school and I couldn't have answered any of these questions by my learning.
I know.
There.
Let me keep going on. First, I'm going to go back down to 28 now. What is the name of the president of the United States now? Curious George. What's his name?
That was great.
Oh, he was just talking about his big ears. I had to jump on the bandwagon.
That was good. That was good.
I'd like to flip him though.
Yeah. You know? It'd be fun.
Yeah. I mean, driving down the highway going 55 miles an hour. Yep.
What's that sound? Oh, it's my ears.
Roll down the window, and all of a sudden the family will start singing chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang. His car starts flying because of those ears. You get.
I've got to confess, when I stick my head out the window and my son sticks his head out,
Jake,
we have really big ears.
Don't ever defame yourself on this radio program.
It's actually kind of fun.
If you do you understand? Okay, what's the name of the president of the United States? These are some of the questions. Folks, give me a break. Wait until we get into the little propaganda coming up.
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of the vice president of the United States?
Okay.
Okay. If the president can no longer serve, who becomes president, Jake?
The vice president.
Okay, I'm going to go on.
Tricky. If he doesn't? What if he's incapacitated? Who serves then?
House of Reps.
That's right, the Speaker of the House.
Okay, 55. What are two ways that Americans can participate in, this is propaganda, listen to this, in the democracy?
Oh, what democracy? You must have screwed up on that question.
You've
got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not.
That's crazy.
No, I'm not. America, are you listening? They're lied to before they have to come in to our country.
Yeah.
They're conditioned. They're re-educated before they become citizens. Yeah. Aren't these branches on the tree?
Yeah.
Who cares? Who are we? Where did we come from?
Yeah.
What's our foundation? What's the religion of our nation? What about that? What about some of the stuff that's important, folks? And then you wonder why when they come in here, they're a mess and they don't even know. And by the way, it's not their fault.
Yeah.
It's the American people's fault.
Yeah.
We're going to come back and we're going to keep talking about the test that the foreigners have to take before they become citizens in the United States. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. Folks, we're getting fun.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday. Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 320-274-8400. 320-274-8400. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 320-274-8400. When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Press 1 for English.
Si habla español, presione el número 3.
Если вы говорите по-русски, нажмите 4.
Я тебе говорю, мол, так нету лечи.
Now that was a recording that I got when I tried to call the Minnesota, I think, Health and Human Services, or one of those departments.
Dude,
for a former employee of mine. I'm like, okay. I mean, Spanish was even number 3. It was like, whoa,
you
what is going on?
Dude, let me take it a step further. Can you explain? You want to talk about confusion?
Yeah.
Can you explain to me when I go to Taco Bell why there's a Japanese person serving my food? And I go to a Japanese restaurant, Benihana's, and I have a Spanish individual chopping my food up.
Yep, that just started yesterday.
Can we say confusion? See, I mean, folks, this is the problem. See, this radio show is aimed at showing you how crooked the stick really is.
Keep a straight one next to it.
The law shows you how crooked you are.
Yes, it does.
But grace comes along and straightens out. Play that again. It's like, here now, just,
this
I want you to
mistake.
Picture this. I'm going through a drive-thru, okay? Let's just say at a Burger King, fast food restaurant, okay? Or White Castle. Scrumptilicious, right? Okay, now I'm in White Castle, and all of a sudden this is what I hear.
Press 1 for English.
Dude, I just want a hamburger. Chocolate malt.
Can you give me a hamburger?
I'll have a large order of French fries, onion rings.
Dude! I just want a hamburger with French fries and a Coke! No understand.
I'll go get my manager.
No understand.
I'll get my manager.
Gee whiz.
I wonder what I didn't even pick up some of those
languages. Can I be really serious? Because I'm having a little fun.
It's Minnesota State Department.
Minnesota?
Yeah, State Department.
You sound like you're from Minnesota, from Canada.
I'm a little too Minnesotan on that accent.
Now, listen,
but at least it's English.
Listen, you ask my wife, you ask anybody that hangs around me, I love foreign people. I totally do.
Sure.
I have compassion for a lot of them, too, and I want to help them through. So I'm not really reprimanding the foreigners today. I want everybody to understand that. I'm reprimanding the American people for allowing this confusion to come into our country.
You know, a great analogy is that one that you gave, I think, 2 weeks ago. The Hispanic boy, Jose or whatever, was down in California, and he failed English. He failed high school English.
No.
So what they did is, back in the 60s, they failed him, put him through summer school. Jose learned English. Next year, he gets back into school and graduates and goes on to get a job. But nowadays, they fail him in English. The ACLU comes up, picks up a lawsuit, and says that's racial discrimination.
Yep.
You're hurting poor Jose. Jose doesn't learn English, ends up dropping out of high school, and ends up mowing lawns because he can't speak English.
And
now, which one's love?
Well, that's true. But the point is Jose didn't see that they were setting him up for the fall.
That's exactly what they were. And that's what most of these folks don't know. I'm not a puppet. I'm nobody's puppet. Yeah, you're really being used.
And the American people are letting the ACLU destroy who we are.
Yep. So the reproof
in situations
comes
like that.
Just like kids, too. The reproof doesn't come to the next generation. The reproof comes to those that raise that generation.
That's right. Let's get back to, what does it take? What's the test that foreigners have to take before they come into the United States to become naturalized citizens? I'll go to 55. What are two ways that Americans can participate in their democracy? They can't, because we're not a democracy.
Yeah.
That's on the test, America. When is the last days you can send in federal income tax forms?
You're kidding me.
No, I am.
I gotta be honest. I don't know what day that is.
You gotta be kidding me.
That's crazy.
Who cares?
What does that have to do with the Constitution?
Oh, no. When in the last days can you send in federal income tax form your slave master wants to know?
The Federal Reserve wants to
know. It's like Russian-style indoctrination.
Sure,
you're
is.
Asked a question, and then you're given two options, and both options are the wrong answer.
Work for them. What is that, the Hegelian dialectic?
Do you understand that, America?
Yeah.
No, Hegelian is going two steps forward, pulling one step back, but you got the foot in the door. Let's go on. 57, when must all men register for the Selective Service? I'm asking. Come on.
I suppose by 18.
Folks, if you want to answer the questions, 1-866-233-0747.
Yeah, I need some help.
One more time. 1-866-233-0747. When must all men register for the Selective Service? 18, Jake. Come on, dude.
That's what I said.
Dude, I came in. Where'd you come from?
My mother.
No, I know, but where did your mother come from? You did?
Her mother.
I thought you were hatched.
That's a secret. You
I thought your mom was like a
air.
Big hen.
Kind of like Big Bird, you know? Big Bird?
Yes.
Oh, he's Snuffleupagus.
Okay. What is one reason colonists came to America? Good question.
Yeah, that is a really good question.
Yeah, it is.
Religious freedom.
Amen. I'm going to jump to 61. Why did the colonists fight the British?
Religious freedom.
Good for you, America.
I don't
know.
This is good history.
62. Who wrote the Declaration of Independence? Again, America, you got to have 6 of the 10 right. That's asked.
Mm-hmm.
6%.
Is it asking for just one or the whole committee of
When was the Declaration of Independence adopted?
1776.
Who wrote the Declaration of Independence?
Well, it was a committee of 5 people, but Thomas Jefferson was the one who penned it. But then there was also John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, Mr. Livingston, and Mr. Sherman, along with Jefferson. That were the committee. But they all agreed. Jefferson wasn't a very good public orator. He wasn't a good speaker. But he was an excellent pen master. Master of the pen.
Ooh.
He knew how to convey his thoughts.
Said John Adams to Thomas Jefferson.
Mr. Jefferson. They all concurred.
And here comes Benjamin Franklin saying, it smacks of the pulpit.
Smacks of the pulpit.
Oh, no, we're giving you actual history, folks.
But Benjamin Franklin gave a lot of money to the pulpit.
There were 13 original states. Name 3.
That's all?
Yeah.
Just 3?
Yeah.
Massachusetts. Pennsylvania, West Virginia. Just kidding.
You know what I just said? I just said Canada, Mexico, and California.
There we go.
Come on.
That's 3.
Yeah, I'm patting myself on the back.
That's 3.
What do you mean I'm wrong?
You can't tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah.
You're going to revoke my citizenship because I said that Mexico is one of our states?
You got to be kidding me.
How dare you.
Remember Hamilton said that he wanted Spanish Florida.
Yes. He wanted to keep a standing army, Mr.
Here's another
Adams
question. I'm going to go to 65. What happened at the Constitutional Convention?
Well, we came up with the Constitution.
Yeah. So
was that the answer? I mean, that's about as simple as it gets.
The answers are to the callers.
Oh.
But we have so many smart people out there that we, you know, we're just being
because they've been listening to the show too much.
I understand.
Yeah.
I do.
I already got the answers.
All right. Let's take one of them.
All right.
Kevin, Yeah, Bradley and Jake, welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Kevin from Wisconsin, what an interesting state.
How's Scott Walker doing out there, brother from another mother?
Well, I'll tell you what, I also go to the University of Barron County in Rice Lake, and we have a little bit of a problem between me and a couple of professors.
Okay.
Well, because, like, well, one of them sent out a mass email telling everybody to vote against the Walker bill, and I replied that it wasn't his job to do that.
That's right.
The student's job to do the research on it.
That's yeah. right.
And, well, a good professor would encourage them to do so.
Right. But the reason I called, though, was about the language.
Yes.
I've had to do a lot of travel, in my job.
Kevin, can I ask you a question really quick, though? What did you think of my gibberish at the beginning of the show? I mean, or my jive. I even said my intro in Spanish, Japanese, Chinese, and I'm learning Aborigine right now.
It made me think you're a good multiculturalist.
There we go.
Wow.
Multiculturalist. I
appreciate that, Kevin. We're friends.
That's great.
If you were here, I'd buy you a pizza right now. But go ahead, Kevin.
No, but what I'm saying is I've had to travel all over France and Italy, Germany and Europe and stuff, mm-hmm. and I find it amazing that it's so much easier to find somebody to speak English than it is in, like, Minneapolis.
Yes.
So they're speaking English all over the world more than we are in our own country in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Right, because everybody has to learn English because, like I told the screener, in order to do international business, to fly a plane, sail a ship, you have to speak English.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes,
but yet we don't make it a mandate here where it is our root language.
Our country is a walking contradiction, is it not, Kevin?
Yeah, it defiles me sometimes to be an American.
Well, I think what it is, we just have to practice those principles
that's right.
and establish us. That's all
I'm proud to be an American, Kevin, and so should you. The thing is our walking as Americans reprove those that are not.
That's right.
So that's why we walk with our heads up. Because we're the ones that are right, and they're the ones that are wrong. And because they're wrong is not right, and they're mad at us for being right, that's their problem,
that's
not
right.
mine.
It doesn't reflect Americans.
My thing is, I'm proud to be an American, but I'm not proud of the way America's is running.
I agree. America needs to come together. We need to get it right. We need to hold up the standard. And the point is America needs to find the standard. And we're beginning to see spots of those all across the country right now.
Including
through
yourself,
leadership.
Kevin.
Through, as a matter of fact, Scott Walker over there in Wisconsin right now, man, he's standing up and doing this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And look at what just happened. I'm not going there. You get this Federalist judge that usurps. She's playing the legislative judicial usurper right now. It's incredible. Folks, this is, can I just reiterate this since we have Kevin online from Wisconsin? Get rid of that judge.
Yeah.
Folks, impeach those judges because there is no constitutional foundation in which she brought up her objections in court. None. No law.
That's right. And the only authority she has is in your ignorance because there is no authority.
Get rid of the judges. America,
impeach.
Across the boards, people are starting to get rid of the judges that are usurping their position as judges. It's not their job to create law. It's their job to judge law according to what is written. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. We're going to close out on the naturalization of citizenship here in the United States, if you can understand me. One more time, 1-866-233-0747. Thank you for your call, Kevin. We'll be right back after this break.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Now, I know I just opened up a can of worms here, but we'll take John real quick, and then we're going to stay on topic. Welcome to the show, John. You got Bradley and Jake. Whoa, John. Sounds like a droid.
Can you turn your radio off, too, John?
Are you like out in the middle of the lake with your two front tires in the water right now? Or?
It sounds like.
Go ahead and make your comment, John.
You know, I think if we got the right key people into the right positions here, even in the lower level of government, we can start changing this because there is a federal law called perjury.
That's right.
It's under Title 18, and according to perjury, anyone who takes an oath under a competent tribunal or person and lies about following that oath is guilty of perjury.
That's right.
And that's a grounds of impeachment, isn't it?
Right. The great thing about that is, being good Christians, we know that an oath is a promise to God to speak the truth.
You got it.
Back to our Judeo-Christian roots.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we need to start poking these people in the eye with this thing and tell them, hey, you know, you can't just take an oath, a promise to God, following our Christian traditions, and then lie and expect us to just stay in here and take it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Again, thank you for your call,
John.
John, for the sake of time, we're on our last segment, folks. We're on our last leg here. Again, if you'd like to call in, don't call in right now.
Can I bring something up really quick to John? Now's not the time.
I want to talk!
John, he's exactly right. In the Bible, whenever you read when kings were sworn in, many of you know that our framers took a lot of what they got for our particular government system from the Bible. When they were sworn in before the Levites, who were the religious folks of the day that understood the law, that being the revealed law of
That's right.
God. So when they swore their oath, it was before God and it was before man. What good is an oath just before a man?
Yeah.
Because man is inherently wicked. And, second
and God
thing is,
would hold them to those oaths too,
got
by the
it.
Way.
And God gives us our rights. So that's why the oath of the civil leader is sworn to God and to man, because God gives us our rights and they are a minister to protect our rights. Who's that minister from? From God. Secondly, perjury can be a civil crime as well. So it's not enough just to say to a judge, okay, you've committed perjury, which is exactly correct. You broke your oath. You are impeached. Now, if a common person is convicted of perjury, guess what? There's a
That's
civil
right.
penalty
That's
to
right.
him. So the judges need to face their civil penalties along with being impeached.
Go back to the days of our foundation.
Forward.
If you lied under oath, as a matter of fact, they'd burn a pea in your right hand. You ever notice when you walk into court, you have to hold up your right hand and you have to swear an oath? Well, if they see that pea burnt on your hand, they already see that you've lied.
Yeah.
So you are not an account. You are not a valid witness to any jury.
You've forfeited your rights as well,
That's
just
right.
like these judges do too.
One more point. Now, what happened, folks, is right before the break, it was brought up about the judge, and then I thought about Wisconsin, and then I thought about, you know, what's going on there with Scott Walker, Governor Scott Walker. Impeach the judge. She's got no case law. She's got no precedent whatsoever to stop that what the governor just implemented. Nothing. Nada. Zilch. Get rid of the judge.
Yep, and the governor is the president of that state. The governor does not have to take that authority
That's
that
right.
she supposedly threw.
The people in America think that the Supreme Court, when they say something, that's it.
Yep.
No, it is not. They can be removed, folks, by you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget that. One more point with that, and we got to jump gears.
Yeah.
Machiavelli was destroyed because of the lack of impeachment. Folks, don't allow these judges to usurp law by judging. Basically, what they're doing is they're saying, I'm the law, and I'm going to judge through opinion.
Yep.
No, you're not.
And
we're
going to
remove
it.
You. See you later. Just see what happened over in Iowa here, folks. When the American people stand up and begin to impeach judges for going contrary to their oath, that's when you're going to begin to understand what true peace is again. Because we need judges enforcing the laws, not their opinions. They're opening the floodgates to destroy the country when they judge unlawfully.
That's right.
And that's what you see.
Mm-hmm.
Put the fear of God in them.
You have to.
Let's finish this up.
Shackle him. Is
Great point, John.
Said.
Thank you for your call, and I hope you're not the guy out in the middle of the lake right now. You know I'm only playing. We were talking previous to Jake's long-windedness.
Forgive me.
Citizenship, a test you have to take before becoming a citizen in the United States. And then we were talking about some of their indoctrinating, re-educating questions. A Russian style. Hey. Let me go back to some questions here. I'm going to go down to 69. Who's the father of our country?
George Washington.
Who was the first president?
George Washington.
Okay. Name one war fought by the United States in the 1800s.
The War of 1812.
76 I'm going down to out of 100. What did the Emancipation Proclamation do?
Well, it did more than just this, but... Specifically, it freed slaves.
What was the American people taught?
Yeah.
That good, righteous Abraham Lincoln was doing when, in fact, that's not the case.
Let all the black folks be free. No more slaves.
Yeah, and what was it really about? Abraham Lincoln getting his way.
Securing more authority. Yeah.
Okay. 79, who was president during World War I? League of Nations.
Mr. Woodrow Wilson.
Thank you. Number 82, before he was president, Eisenhower was general. Which war was he in?
World War II.
Okay, I'm going to go down to the last four questions, down to 97. Why does the flag have 50 stars?
Because it's 50 states. Wait a minute, I meant 57 states, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I actually don't know.
Guys, now you do. Do you have that? Folks, do you remember when Obama was asked before he became the president of corporate America? Do you remember what he was asked? He said there was 50. Here, go ahead and play it.
Touring the states.
Listen to the president, Barry Obama Nation.
The natural.
How many states in this union here, brother?
Because, you know, it is just wonderful to be back in Oregon, and over the last 15 months, we've traveled to every corner of the United States. I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go. One left to go. Alaska and Hawaii, I have a lot to go to, even though I...
America, Come on.
That's insane.
No, 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 no. America, does America not deserve this guy for its sins before the God of heaven?
Yeah.
And I laugh facetiously. Mm-hmm. He's always facetious.
It's so ridiculous, right? It's just so ridiculous.
Dude, this was before he was the president. Yeah. He was also up on a stage where everybody had their hands on their heart, mm-hmm. honoring veterans, but he didn't have his hand on his heart, folks. Wow. We're going to get back to him in just a moment here. Stay tuned. Why does the flag have 13 stripes?
The original 13 colonies.
Thank you. Down to 98. What is the name of the national anthem?
What is it called, the national anthem? Is that a real question?
Well, Star Spangled Banner, what, you know, so on and so forth. Gotcha. You know, you got all...
I mean, I could sing it.
I mean,
you don't want me to sing it.
No, 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 no. They say it's really hard to sing.
It probably is.
No, really, because it's my wife's a singer.
Uh-huh.
And it's up, down, middle, so on and so forth. Yeah. Let's go to 99. When do we celebrate Independence Day?
On Independence Day, July 4th.
This guy is just genius.
I'm just glad I'm making it through.
You know, I almost feel like high-fiving you right now.
Uh-oh.
You know, this guy that you have on the radio right now knows more, you know, because it's a fact, 99% of lawyers throughout the country don't know what they're talking about. That's a fact.
Yeah, they're not taught to learn the Constitution. They're taught to learn case law.
That's right.
The evolving, living positivism.
I think you're one of the best. And I'm impressed.
I've got a good teacher.
Finally, I like Ruth Chris's.
Yes.
I'm not playing about Ruth Chris's.
I know that.
See, folks, what I do is when he compliments me during the second hour, I hit him up at the end of the show because, like last week, we went out to eat.
And
I told his dad, I said, listen, he keeps telling me he's going to take me out to dinner, but he doesn't do it. So I put the bill in his hand before I left.
He allowed me that blessing.
Last question, 100. Name two national U.S. holidays.
Two national U.S. holidays. July 4th and Christmas.
I would say so.
Yeah. I think they have Labor Day and Veterans Day and there's a whole bunch of other
ones. Man, wait a second. Didn't you say Christmas?
It's about Christ, the one that they honor at the end of the
Constitution. What about all the senators complaining about Christianity and they got a problem with them?
But they like flying home for Christmas.
They like that break.
Woo!
Boy.
What do you mean you're not going to pay me for Christmas? Well, I thought you didn't
folks,
like Christ.
Into perspective. Naturalization. Folks, let me say this to you, and I want you to understand clearly. We are based off the Mosaic Institution. One law, folks, not 15. One law, folks, not 15. One religion under the denominational umbrella, Christianity. One law. Exodus, our Mosaic Institution. Exodus 12, verse 49. One law shall be to him that is homeborn and unto the stranger that sojourneth among you. Yep. Listen, and you get a lot of these smart guys on conservative radio talking about how everybody can come in here and do whatever they want to do. And I've asked this question, and I want to get it embedded into your hearts and minds. How many constitutions do you have, America? Everybody must abide and submit to that.
Yep.
Okay. How many national anthems do we have, America? We have one. How many flags do we have, America? We have one. How many gods do we have, America? We have one, not 15.
Mm-hmm. And
that'll eradicate all confusion.
Everyone has the opportunity to come here.
That's right.
But not everyone can do what they want to do while they are here.
As I said again, if your God is God, then why are you coming over here trying to establish who he is? If he was so good where you were at, then stay there.
That's right.
How about we come to you if your God is God? Yeah. No, you're coming to us because you see the greatness of who America is and who God has made it in Jesus Christ, his son.
That's right.
There's no getting around that one.
No, there's not.
And we don't want to get around that one. Hey, folks, I do want to, in all seriousness, I would ask you if we have some normal people listening out there. I know we get a lot of loony people. If you would go to Bradley Dean, I keep saying .com, Bradley Dean on Facebook, please check up with me, hook up with me. I want to know who you are. If you're a doer of the word and not a hearer only deceiving yourselves, please link up with me because I want to know who you are across this country. Again, it's Bradley Dean, Bradleedean. And folks, I would also ask, because I'm going to come back to this topic when we get back, I would ask that you consider supporting this ministry, the Sons of Liberty, because, folks, we are touching the nation literally. We are sowing into the forgotten harvest fields of the young, our next generation, because that's where common sense leads us. Forget not, folks, they are soon to be our leaders, and I'm going to come back to this topic right after this break. Again, you got Bradley Dean, the Sons of Liberty, Jake, the other guy, the Son of Liberty. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back for our last segment.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Again, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. George Washington, the father of this country, said this: it is impossible to rightly govern a nation without God and the Bible. Here, let me say it again. It is impossible to rightly govern a nation without God and the Bible.
You know, I've heard people say, well, then our founding fathers must have been confused, or they must have been hypocrites, because there's a separation of church
and state. Okay, I'm not going there. We've been down that road too many times, Jake. We're right. They're wrong. It doesn't matter what they say. That's just how it is.
George is right.
Boy, what if every American in this country did that?
Moved on, didn't debase themselves to argue with emotional people like that.
Completely. And by the way, thank you for the emails, folks. We're getting them rolling in. I would ask one more time, in all sincerity, folks, I would ask that you'd consider supporting this ministry. We are touching the nation. We want you to be a part of that. And when I say we are touching the nation, we literally are touching the nation. Again, we're sowing into the fields that need to be sown into. We're not forgetting our future tomorrow, folks, like so many people out there are today. So do consider the field that you sow into, and this is a great one. Again, that number is 1-866-233-0747. Phone callers, we don't have time to answer you. 1-866-233-0747. I'm talking about the calls live. We can't answer on air right now, but please do call in, folks. Again, we'd greatly appreciate the support. 1-866-233-0747. And believe me, we need the help. We need to reach more, and we're willing to do the stuff. Back to the topic of Obama going after the young people. I want to give you some quotes. This was just last week, folks. Campaign watchers say President Obama and his White House staff are trying to rearrange young voters, going to college campuses to help build enthusiasm.
Smart guys.
Listen to Mr. Barry Obama. Last month, Obama talked to about 1,000 people at Penn State University about reviving the U.S. economy. He's such, folks, the guy doesn't know how to tell the truth. He literally does not. Listen, the devil's a liar. Do you understand? He doesn't know how to tell the truth. You kind of get my point? You get my equation here, America?
I'm getting it.
He doesn't know how to tell the truth. About the economy, what the heck you been doing for the last 2 years besides destroying it?
And redistributing
it. And that's exactly it. But he's going to the students saying, hey, listen, we already know you're dummied down because we've re-educated you over through the government schools in the last 12 years. And we all know, too, that you think you know everything. So let me just come in and play up to you. So Obama is going to Penn State University talking to the young about reviving the U.S. economy. And a few weeks later, he visited Cleveland State University. Both schools are politically important states. These folks are not stupid, folks. Political experts say Obama cannot be reelected unless he wins Ohio, for example. The Washington Post came along and reported, we are so interested in figuring out how to get our ideas, your input, and your energy. Obama told a group of Cleveland State and other students, the president shook each attendee's hand and posed for a group photo. He's not a dummy. The White House said last week it plans to hold at least 100 roundtables this spring between administration officials and young people. So when you listen to the next radio program that does nothing but talk about the problem, going back to the same people that have been in the administration prior to Obama's administration and having the audacity to think that they're going to bring about change when they were a part of the problem since the beginning.
They allowed, yep.
These are conservatives that are doing this. Hey, John, what do you think about this?
Oh, can you believe
it? Hey, John McCain. Hey, John Boehner, what do you think about this? Hey, wait a second. Let me turn a light on for you. Weren't these the same people that were there with Bush? Weren't these the same people there with Clinton? Weren't a lot of these people? What were they doing then, America? And now all of a sudden they have the answers? Which ones are being persecuted? I say this time and time again.
That's right.
Those are the leaders. Those are the real ones.
Yep.
I go on. The White House said last week it plans to hold at least 100 roundtables this spring between administration officials and young people. The administration said it would ask young people about their ideas through a series of national conference calls and web chats. Video from Obama's Cleveland visit shows him seated at a table with a group of students. I end with this point. Spread the word, said Obama, because we're going to be going to different college campuses, said Obama. Mm-hmm. We want to organize, said Obama. Mm-hmm. Hey, conservative, it's time for you to wake up and get to the right people. You know, like the ones that have been forgotten for the last 30 and 40 years? It's time to fix the problem. And this ministry is aimed at prevention because prevention is better than cure. You're in a position where you have to cure what you've allowed. And I'm saying what we need to do as Americans is quit curing everything and let's start preventing everything. Let's deal with the issues at hand. I got to do the
ruffle the
Godfather of radio.
I'm just thinking about some of these poor conservatives that are so busy, though.
They're so busy.
So busy, I can't do anything.
Folks, I have some international friends, ministry friends, that literally, the kind of friends I have, they are so big, and they're so big for a reason, and I'm talking about their ministries are big. I can call them, and I will get a text mail back in a minute. I call some of these smaller organizations that have 20 and 30 people.
I'm really busy, Brad.
Or even one person.
Yeah,
that's all he does.
Yeah.
Is a whole lot of nothing but talk. And he's too busy. You got to wait 3 days to get back
Call my receptionist, Brad. We'll schedule it sometime for something or whatever. I got a meeting to go to, Brad.
I said to Jake, I said, man, they're so busy, they just don't seem to get anything done.
Too
That's
busy
exactly
to get anything
right.
done.
D.L. Moody, a great preacher back in the 1900s, said this. He said, give me the man that does 40 things, and give me the man that does one. I'll take the man that does one. Because he'll get it done.
Yes, they will.
And it's called integrity. You don't know why some people out there, my friends, for example, if they don't have integrity, I don't have time for them. If your yes is not yes and your no is not no, I don't have time for you.
Right.
You're a waste of time.
That's right.
Because you're not going to get anything done. I can't stand people like that.
That's not very loving, Brad.
No, I know. Because love withholds the truth.
It's condemning, isn't it? Jesus wasn't like that, was he?
I mean, it's like going into a prison and preaching the law of God, and they all sit there and say, who are you to judge
Don't
me?
Don't judge me,
Brad. What are you in the jail for, dummy? Someone judged you?
Well, they were wrong. It's their fault. I'm here. This is an accident.
Doesn't the Bible say something about there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, in the truth?
Mm-hmm.
The condemnation only falls to those that hate the truth,
That's
like
right.
criminals hate the cops. We talked about that last week. What are your thoughts, Jake?
I was thinking about how genius this administration is to do this college tour. And I'm thinking about, I'm thinking about a lot of things.
They're not stupid people, are they?
No, they're not stupid at all. They know exactly where to go to. They know how to change the momentum. They know how to turn the tide.
Why is it conservatives don't quite get that?
I have no idea. It's almost like they're ashamed of the absolutes they claim to stand for. And it's like, well, you know, that's a little too challenging. We'll keep doing what's worked for us for years.
It hasn't worked. That's right. That's what you're saying key things here, Jake.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't worked, America.
Mm-hmm.
You have been going back since you've allowed Supreme Court to commit oligarchies against you.
Yeah.
To rid your nation of who you are as a people.
You know, can I say something to that?
Yes.
Adolf Hitler, towards the end of his life, was so senile that he lived in a fantasy world. He was used to everything going his way, but after a while he got so close-minded it was just him, his troops, and a handful of groups of other people that all praised him and said the war was going good when he was being destroyed and Russia was on his doorstep and America was beating him back. This is the mentality that a lot of these conservative folks have gotten because they're so cloistered together and they're so selfish. It's just them. And, of course, they think everything's going fine. We're going
to
beat it back.
Sure they do. Until they take their last breath and stand before the judge.
That's it. And they will stand before the judge. And, folks, you will stand before the judge. All of you leaders that are listening now, because I know you listen every single week, you will stand before him and give an account. This isn't before the Sons of Liberty or even the people. It's before him who you judge and who you stand in office to. Administer, don't be ashamed of those absolute principles that you claim to stand for. Stand on them.
Who is this? He failed in business in 1831. He was defeated for the state legislature in 1832. He tried another business in 1833. It failed. His fiancée died in 1835. He had a nervous breakdown in 1836. Man, he's having a hard time. In 1843, he ran for Congress and was defeated. He tried again in 1848 and was defeated again. The next year, he ran for vice president and lost in 1859. He ran for Senate again and was defeated again. In 1860, the man who signed his name, Abraham Lincoln, was elected the 16th president of the United States of America. Now, the difference between history's boldest accomplishments and its almost staggering failures is often this. Simply, the diligence, will to preserve. The word preserve means is defined in the Webster's 1828. A continuance in a state of grace, keep pushing America, until preceded by a state of glory. Just like John Quincy Adams rightly said, do all that you can and leave the results up to God, because God will show himself strong on the behalf of a righteous people, but only in his Son, Jesus Christ. Again, folks, you have Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. We love you by what we do, not just what we say. We gotta walk the talk. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for joining us.
And we are the sons, yes, we are the sons.